Hello again there, folks. So Remain Liberal Britain is seems to be having a complete nervous breakdown because it does look like Brexit's going to happen. And I know this is like the second video I've made on it in a row, but it's like this really big thing which is happening in Britain, and I've never seen this hysterical since the actual referendum itself. And the, now it's like we're seeing these things where there's going to be we're going to go back to rations because where the food supply will run out. There's going to be no more fuel for cars. There's going to be an economic collapse. And the new one, which they're really going hard on, is that there'll be if we leave, when we leave the European Union, we're not going to get certain medicines anymore from Europe, and that people are going to die. So now, like it used to be, you kind of you fascist little Englander gammons, and now they've been reduced to arguments which amount to, if Brexit happens, I'm going to die, and it's all quite ridiculous. But it's easy to brush these things off as just hysteria. But it also at the same time, it's kind of weird to be in that position for somebody on the right, somebody who is a nationalist, because we are always the ones who are in the position of sending like tweets of outrage and moaning down the pub at whatever it is these the sort of liberal multicultural metropolitan types were forcing onto us, and now it's like so sort of reversed. And another thing is that people are tending to sort of just all of these concerns, people are getting into the habit of just brushing them off as if they're never going to happen. In actual fact, what happens if it does happen? So what happens if we leave the European Union and there is an economic crash, or people do find it difficult to get medicines, and there is certain foods which become scarce, which I do find hard to believe, like. But the point is, if you're then if your worldview becomes in a small way manifests itself in the real world, then it's going to be held to account as such, and it's so it puts you in a different position. And when we one is it undermined? If you want a homogeneous population, essentially you want your country back from the globalists. And this is just the first of many, many steps toward that end. Are you then going to sort of throw it in? If there is an economic crash, are you then going to sort of say, well, okay, it was all a waste of time. We got it wrong. Let's have another referendum and go back into Europe. Well, the fact is, when you look at what, let's say, the left have been doing, and the collateral from their worldview amounts to hundreds of thousands of English girls being raped, and amounts to children being blown up at pop concerts. It amounts to pick one example, the woman, the young girl who was going for a night out at London Bridge and was butchered on the streets by these extremists who had machetes. These now, if you are then the kind of person who goes on the out on the streets with refugees welcome placards, and then you are as a direct result of your activism and your worldview, people are being raped and butchered in their own countries. Did they then change their view on that? The fact is, they didn't. They didn't whatsoever. All of the concerns that the native British had have been completely brushed off, just wafted away, or in some cases criminalised. I mean, to get it back to Brexit here, what would be that would be the equivalent of Boris Johnson or the Tory government? Imagine if they criminalised criticism of Brexit and relabeled it as some sort of hate speech. So if the Remainers, if there was a so if it didn't go well. And if the Brexit was a complete disaster, and then instead of like doing anything about it or rejoining the European Union, the Tory government then simply relabeled any criticism of Brexit as hate speech and made it illegal and started arresting people and having them fired from their jobs, that is the equivalent of what the liberal left have been doing in Britain for decades. But fundamentally, does it undermine a worldview to have negative side effects? Well, in the case of the sort of liberal, politically correct Remainers, first of all, the founding idea of the ideology itself was fundamentally flawed, and ridiculous, and just part of a top-down engineering project from a genuine global financial elite. But they weren't aware of that. They were handed these pretty ideals to sort of sing along with. And if there was a girl being slaughtered on the streets because of it, then that was just collateral damage. It didn't undermine the ideology itself. The ideology itself, of course, was inherently stupid, malicious, vindictive. The ideology where you say all we want is our country back and to have it for our people, doesn't have that flaw. So in that regard, you can then make the claim that if we would, of course, everybody should be taken care of, well, who belongs here. But if there's a, say, a small boy and he may suffer because he can't get the medicines from Europe, does that undermine the will of the people to have their own country back? Well, I'm sorry, but no, it doesn't. Everything should be done to take care of that boy and get him what he needs, but it doesn't change the fact that we need our own country back to rule ourselves and to remain the majority, absolute majority as well. So this is the first steps anyway. The point is, none of that is negated by any collateral damage along the way. You don't reach the stage where it's becoming too difficult that you're just going to give it all up. And in fact, the inversion of that was that no matter what levels of destruction the liberal left were responsible for, no matter how much, I mean, we're not talking about people who were sort of dying, despite the fact you would try and get the medicine for them, but it may unfortunately happen. It may happen that some people lose their jobs. Okay, it may happen. But the fact is, we'll do what we can to mitigate it. In the case of the damage which was done in the name of the liberal left ideology in Britain, they didn't do anything of the sort. What they did was criminalise a response. The ideology itself, even though it was an incoherent mess, was unquestioned and totally beyond any kind of criticism. And it's just a difficult and kind of strange position for people in the right to be in, because we're too used to losing that when you're then in the position, I say this very carefully here, but when you enter into a position of power or your narrative has the upper hand, and I say it carefully because it almost never happens, but when that is the case, you are then confronted with the repercussions of your ideas winning out and beginning to manifest themselves in the real world. And it's just an interesting thing to situation to be placed in. And of course, you don't want undue suffering. But if there is a degree of suffering, then it doesn't unravel the ideology itself or the worldview, the vision of the world that you are trying to impose on other people. Because in the end, that is what politics and political ideas are about. It is about will and domination, and specifically the metropolitan elite very well understood that. The government is absolute. I mean, Brexit's a one-off. For the rest, except for that, all of it is going in the direction of the liberal left still, and they are absolutely constantly looking for ways to impose themselves and their ideology on the native population, whether they want it or not, and regardless of how much damage it does, they don't care whatsoever. If it did, imagine being confronted with one of those horror headlines of the Islamic grooming gangs and having to sort of process that as this is, you are responsible for this. Your worldview is responsible for this. Does this shatter your beliefs in your ideology? And the generally speaking, the answer was no. I'm going to blame you for even bringing it up. I'm going to blame you for even raising this. You're only raising this because you're a racist. And what they can then, so now then, in this scenario with Brexit, what you're going to get is where this, for example, this young boy is in a hospital. He has a rare bone condition or something, and because of Brexit, he didn't get the medicine that he should have, and he's died. This is so that you see, in the end, you see this power struggle between two ways of looking at the world, and it is kind of regardless of the suffering which is involved in that. But in the end, the way of ju people just running their own affairs in their own country is infinitely less destructive and malicious and vindictive than forcing all of the world into somebody's country, minoritizing the native population, shutting them up through hate speech laws, and then whatever else they oppose. Basically, it's genocidal. So yeah, maybe some things, maybe there will be a few bumps in the road because of Brexit. I will own that, because it's still infinitely better than the psychopaths on the left and what they're forcing on us. So thanks for listening, folks, and I'll catch you later.